Blog Talk Radio.
Always, 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 always God, all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We pray that you have enjoyed the praise music coming. Hallelujah. Giving God all the praise. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some type of sickness, drugs. Whatever maybe you may be facing in life, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. God told us to pray you one for another. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." And he said, "I will give you rest." Yes, what my Jesus does. That's why we call upon Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Praise God. And if you didn't call up on him tonight, I pray that you'll find time before the night is gone, that you will call in the name of Jesus. This is a short time because the songwriter told you who Jesus is. He's the sweetest name I know. And he can do anything. He can do anything. Hallelujah. So we are to lift up the name of Jesus. No matter what we're going through, we are to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we come to praise you tonight, to lift up your name, to give you glory, God, to honor you, because you are worthy to be praised. There is no God like you in heaven and earth. As the songwriter said, God, Lord, you are all that. You are everything that we need. And, Lord, we are praying tonight, God, that you meet us on whatever level we are on, God, and help us, oh, God, to endure hardship. Help us to endure pain and stress, oh, God, because when we bring it to you, God, you said, give it to you, Lord God. We lift up everyone that's on, God, everyone that may have a pain or stress, God. Lord God, take it away tonight. We believe in you, Father. Oh, God, that every hurt, God, that has been encountered, God. Lord God, you the answer. You the answer to our children. You the answer to our sons and daughters. You the answer to the drugs, God. You the answer to the prison walls, God. You are the answer, oh, God, to victorious salvation. Healing is in your wings. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hurts are being, oh, God, dismantled. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we thank you. Yes, we do. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for you are the reason why we are here tonight, God. Oh, Father. Yes, Lord God. And that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Father. We can speak to those mountains and they can be dissolved. We can speak, oh, God, to those demons and cause them to go into a dry place. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Lord, oh, God, we use our weapons that you have given us, the weapons to pull down and destroy every unclean thing and command it all to go in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you have given us that authority. Yes, God. All authority and power is in your hand. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you got it all in control, Father. You got it all in control. Hallelujah. Praise God, you Lord. Hallelujah. Well, again, I want to thank you all for all of you that's on tonight. Praise God. You, and you. We thank you, God, for you. And we plead the blood of Jesus over you. Praise God, that all the old enemy, hallelujah, cannot torment you. Praise God, hallelujah. He cannot have you because of the blood that's been shed for you. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I see Sister Bowman on. Before we take the prayer request, I'm going to ask her, will she give us a quick testimony? The devil been fighting up on my sister, but oh, my gracious, she's an overcomer. Miss, Mother Bowman, can you give us a testimony tonight, how you're coming?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. I thank you for this, your grace, your mercy, your goodness, your kindness. I thank you for early arrival this day. I thank you for just you, Lord, being you. I went back to Wednesday, and I got another chemo. That's my ninth chemo. So I went back Friday to get my pump off, and, you know, all is good. So I'm going back in September. I'll be taking another one, and then after September, it'll be he going to try me with one more, and then he going to let me rest and just watch over me. And I just thank God for his grace, his mercy, his goodness, and kindness, and all the beautiful prayer warriors that he put in my life to lift me and my family up. And yesterday, put away a second cousin. He was 25. He made 26 today. And y'all just pray I was spent because the children, my grandchildren, are still going through because they were so close. So y'all just pray my strength that I continue to be the grandma and pray for my grandchildren for strength as they go through this bereavement with their cousin. Amen.
Amen. Mother, can you give us a quick testimony? Mother, trying to call her name. Shawanda's mother. Can you give us a quick testimony, Mother? All right. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? Do press 1. If we have prayer requests tonight, press 1. Pastor Joyce, would you like to pray over the prayer request?
Would you say?
Would you like to pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Let me see how many prayer requests we have here. All right. Minister Sharon, go for it.
Good evening, prayer warriors. How you doing, Pastor Vivian? I would like to put this lady that I know, her name is Miss Lola, on the altar. She seemed to have had, a heart attack. And my friend called me and told me she had a heart attack on Friday. But they treated her, and now she's back at home resting. She had one son. That's the only child she has. So I just would like to put Miss Lola on the altar for strength. Praise God.
Thank you. Minister Cathedral, go ahead.
My prayer request is for me. I have a really bad sore throat and a drippy nose.
All right.
So pray for me. With whatever this is that's going on in my nose and throat.
All right. Sister Rebecca.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I'm asking continuous prayer for my children. I got them all to come to church last Sunday, children and grandchildren. So I'm grateful to the Lord for that and still praying that I can get them again. Also, I would like to put Alicia Palmer on the prayer list. Also, because she just buried her grandmother yesterday, and she last Sunday at the church, she was in an automobile accident where her and her husband, someone backed out their driveway and ran into her car and flipped their car over and totaled their car. So she's having to walk with crutches, and so the family's just going through something, so they need prayer.
Okay, thank you, Sister Rebecca. All right, Pastor Joyce, you may go forth.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come before you this evening. We come, Lord God, with armor hearts. We come, Father God, with a mind. We come, Father God, believing you, Lord God, standing on your word. Hallelujah, Father God, each and every one, Father God, that came before you this evening, Lord God. You know their problems, Lord God. You know what they stand in need of, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord God, every request, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch, Lord God, that you would deliver, Lord God, that you would set them free, Lord God. For you know, Father God, each and every one of these requests that was made, Father God. The sick, Lord God, you're able to heal, Lord God. And we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over these, your children, Father God. And, Father God, those that need saving, Lord God, we lift them up before you, Lord God. We know that you're able to save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord God, each and every grandchild, every child, Lord God. Send them back, Lord God, every lost soul, Father God. Bring them back to you, Lord God, and we tell you thank you for it, Lord God. Oh, Father God, all those, Father God, that dealing with heart conditions, oh God, dealing with strokes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We know that you're able, Father God, and we tell you thank you for it right now. We thank you, Father God, for being a God that sit high and look low, and for me with all our ways and all our troubles, Lord God. For you know each and every one of us, Lord God, each and every name that was called, Lord God, each and every prayer request that was made, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I know that you know them, Lord God, name by name, Father God, addresses, Lord God. You know them, Father God, for you told us in your word, Lord God, that you knew every the numbers of hairs on our head was numbered, Lord God, and you know the numbers of hairs on our head. So, Father God, I know you know each and every one, Lord God, every one, Father God, every prayer request, Lord God, and those that didn't make their request, Lord God, but had it on their mind, Father God, we pray that you would touch them right now and deliver them, Lord God, and set them free, Father God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And for that, Lord, we give you the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless Mother Vivian, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, whatever she may stand in need of tonight, Lord God, have mercy upon her, Lord God. And we tell you thank you for it, Lord God. All those, Father God, that's dealing with drugs, Lord God, we lift up those to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We know that you're able, Lord God, and we know that you can, Father God. All those that were suicidal, Lord God, we know that you're able to take care of them, Lord God. We lift them up before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All the mental ill, Lord God, we lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That your will be done, Lord God. Hallelujah. Here on earth, Lord God, as it is in heaven, Father God. And we bind everything that's not like you, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we tell you thank you for the healing, Lord God. We tell you thank you for the deliverance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Father God, that you're able, for you said, well, one or two come together, Lord God, touching and agreeing, you would be in the midst, Lord God. So we are claiming everything that was asked, Lord God, to be done. We're claiming it done right now in the name of Jesus, and we tell you thank you, Lord God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' precious name. Now have your way, Lord God. Take care of your saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mother Patterson? Mother Patterson? Would you like to give a testimony? Praise God. Okay. Sister Zadie, could you give us a song, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The Lord, He blessed me. The Lord, He blessed me. Mm-hmm. The Lord blessed me. Every time I turn around, the Lord, He blessed me. Every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. Yes, every time I turn around, He keep blessing me. Every time I turn around, turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. Yes, keep on blessing me over and over, over and over, over and over, over and over, the Lord, oh Lord, keep on blessing me. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh yes, he keep on, keep on blessing us, blessing me. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. And that song is so true. He just keep on blessing us. You all just don't know it. But all spiritually, God is still doing things over and over and over again. God is just pouring out. He just pouring out. If God wasn't pouring out his blessing on you continuously, you would be missing something. But he's supplying. Oh, my God. He's supplying our every need. Hallelujah. He's supplying. Praise God. He said you won't have no need. You know why he said it? Because he knew that he would be there for you and that he would be everything that you need that pertains to life and God in Christ Jesus. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Praise God. He is just so good, more than we can even ask, more than we can even explain. God is just a good. Praise God. He's more than you just can't explain him. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Well, this is Praise Sunday. This is Praise Sunday, and we're going to talk about some of the praises and songs in the Word of God because we love the Word. So if you got your Bible, praise God, hallelujah. You'll come on with me, praise God, because I love to talk about God's Word. Praise God. That's the only thing that's going to stand forever. And the poet sung earlier, we ought to open our mouths. Don't keep your mouth closed. Open your mouth. Open your heart to him. Lift up your hands to him. Whatever you got to praise the Lord, this is what we ought to be doing today. Praise God. We ought to be lifting up whatever we can toward the Lord. Because why? Because we see so much happening. Hallelujah. In our land. It's so much corruption, so much going on, not only with the children, but with grown-ups as well. The devil is having a heyday, and we need to be praying and praising God that it's done. We ought to be praising God before the battle, in the battle, and after the battle. That is being done. God, do it, God, do it. Praise God. So the first praise we're going to look at, and we started on yesterday morning in prayer, how the man went about leaping. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to Acts chapter 3, starting at verse 1, and it reads as thus. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We done prayed then about the ninth hour. And a certain man laying from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Just like you see people laying out here on the sidewalk and begging. Well, that's the way this man was, praise God. And he was asking for whatever they could put in his hand. Praise God. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple as we are going along. You know, the Bible is our everyday life. Praise God. And he saw Peter and John going into the temple and asked them for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes up on him with John, and look on us. They looked on the man. They saw in the spirit. Praise God. Somebody better talk to me now. They saw in the spirit what this man needed. And look what they said. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive. They was expecting that Peter and John would give him some money. Thou said, and then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He didn't give him silver or gold. They went into the spirit and told him to get up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet. See, when you're walking in the spirit, that spirit is going to move. Praise God. And they took him by the right hand and his feet. Praise God. Took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and knew his feet and his ankle bones received strength. God is willing to work in our behalf. Praise God. When we have faith, when we are calling up on him and leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising. I said he started praising. Hallelujah. Praising who? He was praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising. Don't worry about what nobody's saying about you. Praise God. Don't worry about it. Just keep on praising God. This man kept on praising God. My God, my God, somebody better hear me. Praise God. Just kept on praising. And they knew that it was the which sat at arms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch, that is called Simon, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by some other power of holiness has made this man to walk? Don't you know who made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. And the God of our fathers was glorified in his son Jesus, whom he delivered up. Yeah, y'all denied him. Y'all denied him. But he's being glorified through this man. This man is being set free from his infirmity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you going to praise him? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you going to praise him? Hallelujah. This man went about praising God, and he didn't worry about what nobody said. He just gave God the praise. Well, let's look at Deborah. Deborah sung a song. Praise God. Y'all know it. Deborah sung a song. Praise God. And they was praising God. Hallelujah. Then Judges chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinadab, on the day, saying, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For the Lord avenges Israel when the people willingly offer themselves. Hear, O ye kings. Somebody better give ear to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we hear the praising. Hallelujah. We're going to praise him for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. We're going to praise him for everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. That he does. Ain't nothing we done, nothing of ourselves. Praise God. We're going to praise God in the midst of trials. We're going to praise God in the midst of our children going to jail that they're going to come out better. We're going to praise God for our husbands going to be good husbands. And hallelujah. We're going to praise God for wives going to obey their husbands. We're going to praise God according to the word of God. Hear, O ye kings. Give ear, O ye princes. I will sing unto the Lord. I will sing. This word says sing tonight. And the songwriter says sing tonight. If you were listening to me, oh, sing. Minister Zeta sung. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's some things going on. Praise God. The devil just don't have even a chance. Praise God. Lord, when thou ventures out of fear, when thou marches out of the field of Edom, the earth trembles and the heavens drop the cloud, also drop water. The mountain melted from before the Lord, even that Sinai from before the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shammah, the son of Anah, in the days of Jehiel, the highways were occupied, and the travelers walked through the byways. The inhabitants of the village ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, arose, and I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. Then was war in the gate. Was there a shield or a spear seen among 40,000 of Israel? And my heart was toward the governors of Israel and offered themselves willingly among the people. Blessed be the Lord. Speak, ye that ride upon the white horses, ye that sit in judgment and walk in the ways, they that delivered from the noise of anchor archers in the places of dawning water, there shall they rehearse. Now this was a song, y'all. Deborah sung. And if you go on down through there, praise God, you will see that, and I'm going to just do this verse. It said, awake, awake. Deborah, awake, awake. Utter a song, arise. Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinadab. And she told him, hey, it ain't no time for sleeping. It ain't no time for relaxing. It ain't no time for giving up. It ain't no time for all of this. It's time to get on battle. Hallelujah. It's time. And you know, if you go on, and I know you all have read it, when you go on down through there, you see where Barak and Deborah won the war. She was the judge. She was a prophetess. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she knew what to do to tear down the enemy's camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And guess what? She just didn't leave it to her and Barak. She got all the women with their tamarines. Hallelujah. And baby, they had a hallelujah good time on the devil's head because they stumped the devil's head. Hallelujah. And they rejoiced in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. They began to sing. The song says sing. Sing. Praise God. Sing. Hallelujah. You have to sing because the devil wants to, oh, yeah. He wants to take you out. He don't want you to sing. He don't want you to glorify God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But hallelujah, when you get it in you, praise God. When you get it deep down inside your soul, Praise God. And we're going to look at that in a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, oh, Deborah said, all right, awake, awake. Deborah, awake, awake. Utter a song. Just utter a song. Hmm. My God. You ain't got to sing out loud. Just utter to the Lord. Utter to the Lord. A song of praise. A song of praise. A song of hallelujah. Giving all the glory to God. That's who it belongs to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when we look over here, praise God. Hallelujah. At Psalms 95. It said, praise and worship. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Who is your salvation? Who saved you? Who delivered you? Who set you free from the abundances of sin? Sometimes you better ask yourself, who? Who? Nothing but our God. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Praise God. There are some things we got to do. Hallelujah. When it comes to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need him every day and every hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need him, praise God, in our homes, in our work, along while we are driving. Praise God, we need him every minute, every hour, every second of the day, because the enemy is trying to, oh, yes, snatch us. He's trying to find a weak spot when we are not even have our mind upon him, on God. But, oh, let me tell you, it's always time to give God a glory. It's always time to praise the Lord. Whenever I think upon the name of Jesus, I want to worship him. Praise God. Well, let me tell you about another experience when they rejoice in the Lord. Mary goes to visit Elizabeth when she realized that she was pregnant. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Mary's song was a song of praise. And it kind of went like this because we don't know the song. We just read them, praise God. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord. My soul. You know, there was some joy in her because that baby that she always wanted had leaped in her womb. And also her cousin Elizabeth, praise God. Hallelujah. And she said, my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has recorded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. Praise God. For he that is mightily has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him. Him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty ones from their seats and exalted them in low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, and Israel, in remembrance of his mercy. He, as he spake to our father, to Abraham, and to the seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Praise God. They was worshiping God. They were praising God for his goodness, all that God has done for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you going to praise him? Are you going to stand firm for God? Are you going to just let it go and just let the devil beat up on you? Praise God. But no, you don't have to do it. Just utter. Praise, utter a word. Utter a word of praise unto our God and see what God won't do for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see Sister Jackie here, and I'm going to ask her, can she give us a praise song? Praise God.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's okay. Don't let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every single day. It's all right. It's okay. Don't let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every single day. Sometimes it's hard to say you're doing okay when you're trying to hide the pain on your face. Times are getting harder. You prayed. Just keep hoping, believing, and hold on to your faith. It's all right. It's okay. Don't let your troubles get in your way. Just believe and have faith. Know that He is with you every day. It's all right, it's okay, okay. It's all right, it's okay, okay. It's all right, it's okay, okay. We may endure, for a night, but joy will come in the morning light. Put your hand in the Master's hand. Hold on to your faith. Put a smile on your face. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Oh, it's all right, all right. It's gonna be okay, okay. All right, it's okay. Okay, it's all right, it's okay. Okay, no matter what you're going through, it's gonna be all right. God will see you through, God will see you through. Hold on to His hand, put your trust in the Lord. Oh, the Lord will make a way for you out of no way. When you don't see your way out, oh, He making a way out. While you're trying to figure it out, hallelujah, He's going to make it all right. All right, all right. It's okay, okay. It's all right, it's okay. Okay, it's going to be. Yes, it is. It's going to be okay.
Glory be to God. It's all right.
Hey.
It's going to be okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And ending this up, this is what I'm going to end it with tonight. Let your praises go up. Never let your praises. David said in 145, I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you. Every day, every day. Don't let a day pass. Don't let a day pass you. And you're not giving your God the praise. So David said, every day will I bless thee. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And His greatness is unsearchable. His greatness is unsearchable. Praise God. So praise the Lord praise the Lord every day. And he said, one generation shall praise thy works, and another shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. And man shall speak of the night of the terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. No matter what's going on, declare the greatness of God. No matter what is surrounding you, declare. I'm telling you, this is prophetic now. I'm speaking. When you declare the goodness of the Lord, when you declare, praise God, the wonders of God, hallelujah. When you speak to those things that be not as though they are, you are speaking prophetically. Praise God. And you are decreeing what God wants you to decree. Hallelujah. He said you can decree a thing and it shall be done. Hallelujah. And we need to get up in the morning decreeing a thing, believing God that it shall be done. He said we can command our day. Hallelujah. Get up singing and praising God and command that your day shall be good all day long. Nothing shall come nigh your dwelling. Praise God. Hallelujah. I feel like running through the truth and jumping over a wall right now. Praise God. Because nothing in no wise stop you in your tracks from being what God wants you to be. All that he has for you, it will be given to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's my end of my message tonight. Praise God. I am so glad all of you that's on. Praise God. I pray that you will come back here next Sunday night at the same time. Praise God. And let's go into the Word of God. I mean, the more we go into the Word of God, the more that he's going to just strengthen us. The rope going tighten, 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 tighter. And the devil can't get in there and beat up on us because we are rooted and grounded and we are linked together in the spirit. We are the family of God. Oh, that's built up in this most holy faith. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and may he lift up his countenance toward you. In Jesus' name, I want you all to be blessed. Because he said, if I put the blessings up on you, that's what he told Moses. He said, give them the highest blessing. If I put the blessings up on you, you'll be blessed. Praise God. I pray that you all had a wonderful day tonight. You're going to have a blessed night tonight. And you're going to have, I decree, you're going to have a blessed day tomorrow. God bless now. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Love you. I'll be blessed.
All right. Good night.
All right. Okay.